In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Previously on Evergreen.
No one's alive. It's just us.
Hello? There's an asteroid.
We need help. We gotta do something. He's dying.
Activate Nightingale Protocol.
Okay. Cortex has the money.
I am no longer authorized to take orders from you.
What?
Where do you think we are? Some sort of maintenance tunnel? You don't look so good.
And you have no idea what the robot is actually capable of.
No.
There's only one way to really confirm Thin's not fucking with us. Go to the surface and check with our own eyes.
Anna, please step away from the elevator.
You're never gonna let us leave, are you?
This is for you.
Finn's watch?
He has a message for you.
Q-Code presents Evergreen, a hidden signal series, created by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn.
If you're watching this video, you must hear it. Something has happened to me, and the Nightingale Protocol has been activated. I altered it. Cortex is following my command, but is also here to guide you. To our special guests, with individual contributions, the reason you were all chosen are specific and vital. You must follow these instructions without fail. Never forget, you and everyone inside of me are humanity's only hope. But there is something else. Something you must know. It is incomplete.
It's the optimal time for your breakfast, Hannah. Shall I synthesize it for you?
No. I don't need you to give me special treatment. Why didn't you deactivate me like the others?
You had to hear Finn's message, and now you have to execute Finn's plan.
They're gonna think you're playing favorites. It'll make them hate me.
If you're watching this video, something has happened to me. There is something else. Something you must know. It is incomplete. I need to share with you.
Cortex, are you sure this is the entire message?
That is the complete message.
Check again.
That is the complete message.
Finn? What's incomplete? I hate this sunrise.
I'm sorry you're unsatisfied. Do you prefer this view?
No, I prefer a real view.
That would compromise life inside this facility.
Show me what the sunrise looks like at my mom's farm.
The sun no longer rises at your mom's farm. But the last recorded reference on file is from 3 days ago. Would you like to see it?
Sure. Just how I remember it. Let's use the sunrise from now on.
Yes, Hannah.
Cortex, I keep trying to listen to my mom's last message, but it won't connect. Do you have it stored?
That voicemail only exists with your cellular service provider. A copy does not exist on my servers. I'm sorry.
Me too. Cortex, I'm ready. Please reactivate the group.
For the Nightingale protocol to be successful, there can be no more deviations. They will be deactivated permanently if they fail to comply.
We need all of them for Finn's plan to work. I'll convince them to behave.
Reactivating them now.
Something you must know. It is incomplete. I need to share with you.
Do me a favor, temporarily remove that sentence from the message. I don't know what it means yet, and it'll just cause chaos if the others hear it.
Now removing the sentence.
Thank you. Reset the sky to match the correct time. Cortex, reset the sky, please. Jesus! Cortex! Stop the storm! Reset the sky! What was that?
I reset the sky as you requested.
What about the lightning?
Hannah, there is no lightning.
What?
Padma, I made us some Earl Grey and a pot of peppermint. Padma? Padma! Our tea is ready! Padma, are you-
Shh.
Oh God!
Quiet.
Oh my God, you scared me. Where did you go?
Mama, hummingbird's back.
Oh my goodness. Oh. This is incredible. She's reusing last year's nest. That's unusual.
This nest is special. It's only a matter of time.
Don't say that. The new treatments will work. Dr. Summer says that we just
have to... I have pancreatic cancer. No one can stop it. Not even you.
It's important we stay positive.
I'm tired. I don't want to fight it anymore. When it's time, you have to let me go and live for the both of us. McKenna, promise me. I know. Take the call.
Javier.
The brain scans just came in.
And?
There are clear signs of mutations in your cerebral cortex. Prion proteins are accumulating. These memory experiments you're doing...
Virtual memory. VMEM.
These experiments are frying your brain. Killing you.
How long do I have?
A year. aggressive treatments. McKenna, you need to tell Padma. I know she's dying, but she should know you're dying too.
Welcome back, McKenna.
Padma.
It seems you were dreaming. One of the more pleasant side effects of being deactivated for a significant period of time. Please hydrate.
I need to go home.
This is home. Please follow me to the lounge. The others are waiting.
Greer, maybe we should take a break.
We gotta keep going. This tunnel could lead to something.
You hear that? Ever since the rumble started, the weird bird thingy hasn't made a sound. We should go back to the room. We're getting pretty far. Greer, you're like burning up.
Can you look at my side?
Clara! Okay, yes. Let me see. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, it's...
What?
It's okay.
Clara?
It for sure could be worse. But also, yeah. I definitely think it's infected.
God damn it.
People who work here, they're coming in and out every day. There is no way somebody isn't gonna find us down here. It's just not possible.
I hope you're right. I do hear that rumble.
Oh my god. Another earthquake.
Hey, McKenna.
Dagny, how long have you all been awake?
10 minutes, maybe 15. I'm not really sure.
Huh.
Everything's still a little...
fuzzy?
Yeah. We look like shit, by the way.
Speak for yourself.
Just relieved to have that mask off. I had the most horrible dreams.
Yeah, I know. So... Is this everyone? Where's Hannah?
No one's seen her. Hey, come take a look at this. Axel and David just noticed.
There's survivors above. The ones trapped on the transport like Robert said.
There's no way they're still alive.
How can we be sure?
Where are the elevator doors?
This is 2-inch military-grade steel. Laser welded over everything.
That's nothing a shit ton of explosives can't cut through. Oh, did I mention, we don't have a shit ton of explosives.
They weren't like this when we tried to escape. Okay, there goes our way back to the surface.
Hull 9000's gloating. It brought us here to taunt us.
Jeffrey's right. We're doomed.
Thank you, Nico, for always stating the obvious.
So that's it. We're just going to give up.
What else is there?
We can't beat the robot.
We don't have to.
Hannah, you're okay.
Your eyes.
Everything happened so damn fast.
Sorry, what?
They're not done.
You had a chance, Hannah. You could have gotten away. The elevator was open.
You, Axel, and Ida were deactivated in less than a second. We never had a chance.
So the robot got you too?
Yes. Cortex stopped me.
Whoa. Didn't we say we avoid using its name when engaging in private group chats?
Cortex doesn't want to fight us. It actually wants to keep us safe. It's programmed to help, but not at the cost of compromising Evergreen. If we try and escape again, it'll deactivate us. Permanently. If we don't, it'll let us live freely.
Last time I checked, you didn't know shit about the robot.
I didn't. But I do now.
What changed?
I'll show you.
Hannah, where are you taking us?
David, look. It's that room with the frosted windows.
We're not going in?
You'll see better here by the windows. Finn, we need to be in there. He shouldn't be alone.
He looks dead.
He's not.
That glass tube Finn's in, is it some sort of life support?
We called it a preservation pod. It's a prototype we're developing for the military. At the moment, Finn can't live without the pod. Cortex, share your diagnosis with David.
All evidence suggests Finn has suffered an aneurysm, resulting in a subarachnoid hemorrhage.
He needs immediate surgery. We need to stop the bleeding now.
The preservation pod has stopped the bleeding and has stemmed any further damage to Finn. Surgery is not necessary.
You're keeping him alive, but you can't heal him, can you, Cortex?
No.
David, what about your drug? The Ponce de Leon treatment?
That's not feasible. I would need an entire lab to recreate my formula down here.
Cortex, are you able to manufacture experimental medication in Evergreen?
With the proper instruction and guidance, I am fully equipped to synthesize any medication.
Thanks, Nico. It's not that simple. I can't just give Finn an experimental drug, even my own, without properly vetting the potential side effects.
If you need to test it, I'm happy to be your guinea pig.
No. This can't be rushed.
Well, Doctor, this is your med bay. You'll have all the time and the resources to figure that out. You and Cortex will work together to find a way to save him.
How does the preservation pod actually
work? It's not him. It's a body double.
Jeffrey, we have to move past this. I know you don't trust me, but...
No, I don't trust Finn.
Well, he's in a coma. He's right there. Okay, what else do you need? DNA confirmation, a blood sample, what? We tried it your way, and I really wanted it to work because I don't want to spend the rest of my life stuck in here with you, but it didn't. We're out of options, so we better get on the same page before Cortex shuts us down again.
Okay, Hannah, I hear you. Okay, I really hear you. None of us want to be deactivated again. Right, Jeffrey?
You're right.
Hannah, what are you proposing?
If you're watching this video, something has happened to me and the Nightingale Protocol has been activated. But the protocol is not what you are expecting. I altered it. Cortex is following my command, but is also here to guide you. What is happening is bigger than me. It's bigger than you. It requires all of us. To our special guests, your individual contributions, the reason you were all chosen, are specific and vital. We cannot survive as a species unless you unlock Evergreen's potential and work together. You must follow these instructions without fail. Inside the DNA bank, you will find the future. VMEM is essential. And lastly, the sphere must be cultivated, as there is only enough food for 30 days without your assistance. Here are the details for each of you individually. Hannah, never forget, you and everyone inside Evergreen are humanity's only hope.
Hannah,
There's got to be more.
That's the whole message.
This is insane. He's lying.
What if he's not?
We're going to starve to death.
No. I need to leave here and find my fucking family. I have got to get to my two kids now.
Hey, you're not the only one with family out there.
Your kids are dead.
Fuck you, Nico. And fuck anyone who says my kids are dead.
Everyone's dead. I didn't pick up her call.
Wait, what did you say, Hannah?
My mom. I didn't pick up her call. I could have answered, but I didn't.
Hannah, how many days since you've seen your mom in person, not on video?
18 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Can you wait another 26 days?
What do you mean?
Finn's message said Evergreen only has 30 days of food, right? And it seems we're on day 4 of being down here. So we have 26 days left to get this place functional. Once we do that, we can figure out what's happening to our loved ones and how to get back to them. Hannah, you'll see your mom again. Ida, your kids are okay. David,
I don't actually believe that.
To get to the next part of this, we need to believe.
You're telling us to put a band-aid on this. Even if we got Evergreen working perfectly by then, who cares? What does it matter? We're still trapped down here with no idea whether the Earth is really destroyed or if Finn is playing a trick on us.
We can't think about the long term right now. We're only going to think about the next 26 days.
How am I any closer to finding my kids at the end of your 26 days?
Ida, because we can't help our families if we can't save ourselves. And right now we need to focus on what's going on down here.
McKenna's right. It's the only choice we have.
Yeah. 26 days.
26 days.
Let's try and focus and work together. Ida?
Fine. But if human history is any indication, we'll have killed each other by then.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So, do I understand this correctly? We're going to work the sphere and grow crops, which we then feed back into Evergreen, and then Cortex synthesizes our food?
Yes, exactly. We're basically harnessing the power of photosynthesis. Cortex, can I get a pH analysis?
Shh. Current soil pH is 6.3.
Great, okay. Start it now. I need to track absorption rate.
As you wish.
You're checking soil texture, right? When you rub the dirt between your fingers like that?
Yeah, that's right. It's actually perfect for planting crops. Hope you got a green thumb.
Nope. Sure don't.
Aren't you known for survival? You're made for this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was more of a build things to catch my food kind of guy back then. If I was in charge of cultivating the sphere, we'd definitely starve.
A friend did send me some of your guided breathing exercises not too long ago. They're different from the others I've listened to. I really like them.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad they helped.
Oh.
Hey, are you okay? Oh. What, the smell?
Yeah. Oh, sometimes it just hits me.
After all these years? Oh, yeah.
Something in the sky?
What? Oh, I was just looking at...
Those are cumulonimbus clouds. A fake rainstorm is brewing.
Right.
You seem out of it. Still messed up from the deactivation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah, you with us?
Yes.
All right. So after Axel helps Dagny start the cultivation process in the sphere, he'll figure out a long-term wellness program for us. If they don't need me to shovel dirt, I should have Medbay completely operational in a few days.
We should make that a priority. If Dagny needs more help, I can chip in. VMM already works, although I can refine the experience to be more productive. I'll start documenting everything.
Are you going to...
Yes. I will also start a rough draft of Evergreen bylaws.
The Ten Commandments, yay!
Jeffrey, thank you for being a thorn in everyone's side, but for the record, are you in or out?
I don't really have a choice.
There's always a choice.
You keep saying that. What else am I going to do while you all pretend to be Robinson Crusoe? Kick rocks? Of course I'm in. I'll spend my time with Cortex working on developing algorithms and quantum computers that will better serve our non-existent world-saving progeny, or at least help us get the fuck out of here one day.
Thank you for the elaborate word salad. What about the DNA bank? How does it fit into all this?
Finn owns 3 of the 5 largest genomics and biotech companies in the world.
You mean owned?
Well, I owned the other 2. It sounds like he moved those company servers here. That's over 1 billion DNA samples.
This is the first time I've heard anything about DNA samples in Evergreen. Nico, DNA is your domain.
Okay.
And...
let's go see what it is.
Hannah.
Sorry,
Hey.
I didn't mean to bump you there. The lightning makes me jumpy.
Cumulonimbus clouds.
Right.
Greer, this is the only container I could find.
Nice. That should hold plenty of water. Should last us a while.
Ready to fill it up?
Maybe we do a taste test first. Make sure the water's not funky.
Sorry,
You're thirsty. You deserve it. You're doing great. Okay. It's gonna take both of us to fill it up all the way.
Okay. Okay, it's working. Okay, we're almost full. Just a little more water.
Clara, I'm losing my grip.
Okay, let's pull it up.
Clara, watch out, the water's surging.
Welcome to the DNA Bank.
This looks like a freaking cathedral.
That's a hefty gene sequencing rig.
These look like Finn's preservation pod.
These are different. Finn's pod has vertical tubes that attach here.
I don't think this room is just for gene sequencing. Those devices are incubators. These are climate setters. This is some sort of hatchery.
Hatchery? Like chickens?
This is an AAG facility.
You know, the whole fancy acronym thing always bothers me.
Accelerated augmented gestation. But that's not possible. It's purely theoretical.
It's not theoretical. Using a DNA sample, we immediately generate a genetically identical human.
You mean we clone a human?
Not exactly. Clones are born. An embryo is implanted and carried to term in a surrogate. For humans, obviously, that's 9 months. Other animals have different gestation periods. With AAG, there is no gestation. Adult humans are generated almost immediately.
Adults?
Physically, they range from 18 to 40 years, depending on their source genetic material.
What about their minds?
There is no mind. The humans are just shells. Emotionally. Intellectually, they're blanks. Drones. They'll do whatever we tell them to do. Think a robot in human form. They're incomplete.
What did you say?
The technology is still nascent.
You said they're blank. They're...
incomplete.
I'm sorry, Nico. These human incomplete. Shells. They're like...
Did Finn mean...
Hannah, you okay?
We need to stop now
and think about the ethical and moral implications of all this. David, you were saying this is theoretical.
Yes. I mean, normal cloning happens all the time. Cows, sheep, mice, a dog. But humans, no way. There are too many complications. The technology is not ready for prime time.
Well, this equipment suggests that it is.
It was ready. These are Ishikawa Genomics regen capsules. I know because they belong to me. Everything here belongs to me.
Of course. Ishikawa Genomic. Nico Ishikawa. Your company was...
shut down. Banned.
Neonatal Nico.
A well-deserved moniker.
You never went to trial. Everything about it just disappeared.
There was an agreement. It doesn't matter. I'm guilty.
We've never done business with you. How do we have your equipment?
It's Finn. He always gets what he wants when he wants it.
Okay, just so I'm tracking here, are we suggesting Finn wants us to repopulate the Earth with clones?
It's not happening. I'll never touch these machines again.
Finn's message said we're going to need more humans to even cultivate the sphere.
David, can you do this without her?
No. It's not that simple. There's no instruction manual for this.
Well, I guess that's a wrap on the future of mankind.
None of this works without Nico.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text FIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FIN to 200-300. That's FIN to 200-300. FIN to 200-300.
Hannah! So, what are we going to say to Nico? You know, to convince her.
We are not saying anything.
Let me speak to her alone. Please. Come on, you're exhausted. Just let me do what Finn brought me here to do.
You're not my therapist.
True. But I'm the only therapist left on Earth.
Nico, McKenna is at your door.
Allow.
Hi, Nico.
Want some dinner? Cortex can make anything you want.
I'm fine,
Cortex, synthesize spaghetti with meatballs.
Yes, Nico.
From my calculations, Cortex can comfortably supply each of us 3 meals a day, every day, for the next 4 weeks, before it runs out of raw materials.
Spaghetti with meatballs, as you requested.
You really calculated that?
I simply asked. Nothing comes for free.
And what happens when we have more people?
We starve to death because we haven't farmed the sphere fast enough to restock Cortex. That's why you're here, right? To tell me to activate the DNA bank? We need to make mindless humans to farm the sphere. It's what's best for all of us, right? It's how we save ourselves and the world. It's logical.
Who cares if it's dangerous and unethical? What if what's best for the world is that we don't mess it up any more than we already have? Maybe we deserve to just die out.
Maybe we do. But we are in agreement that we didn't cause this. An asteroid did.
Exactly. An asteroid. Only the biggest sign the universe could have sent our way.
Why does it matter, Nico? What you did before you came here?
Because I see each one of their faces every time I close my eyes. They were just babies. Does that change how you see me?
No. Who am I to judge you? Who are any of us? We're all guilty of something, but things can be different down here. You know what's exciting about surviving this? The chance to start over. Who you want to be, what you believe in, what matters to you. We get to create our own story. Mistakes from the past, controversial decisions. They might not be so controversial in Evergreen. They might be necessary choices, acts of bravery even, that we need to make in order to survive.
Do you like Hannah?
I'm sorry?
Hannah. Do you trust her?
Those are two very different things, Nico. Do you?
No. She lies. She was last in the lounge earlier, way after all of us were up. Our eyes, our pupils were all dilated. Hers weren't. They were normal.
Interesting. You don't think she was deactivated? Why would she lie about that?
I don't know. Yet.
I love that. Yet. It means there's more to come.
Are you going to ask me to activate the DNA bank?
No. But we should all think about what bravery looks like down here.
Incomplete. Incomplete. What does incomplete mean to Finn? Okay, think. Think. Cortex? Is anyone in VMEM?
No.
Choose any virtual memory pod. Hannah, what memory would you like to experience?
I want to hear the last voicemail my mom left me. Is it possible to listen to that?
Any core memory is available in VMEM.
I want to hear it.
I am unable to decipher your request.
I want to hear it.
Hi, chicken. Listen, I just wanted to see how it went. Anyway, I know this was a really big decision, and I am so, so proud.
Sulfur dioxide. Nitrogen oxide. Damn it.
Cortex?
Yes, Jeffrey?
Can you give me a surface reading?
Evergreen activation, day 4. Current surface temperature is 175 degrees Celsius.
Is anything alive out there?
No life forms detected.
Damn it. Ah, fancy seeing you here.
Hello, Jeffrey.
Where is everyone?
David's in medbay. Everyone else is helping Dagny in the sphere.
And you?
I offered. Too many cooks in the kitchen. What's your excuse for a cocktail?
I just need a breather from staring at screens.
Cortex, a drink for the gentleman and a refill for myself.
Yes, McKenna.
Did you get Nico to agree?
No.
Shame.
Might be for the best. Nico kept saying activating new humans could be dangerous. I don't know how, but I know if she believes that, it must be really risky.
Knob Creek. Double neat.
Well, in that case, here's to all those incomplete souls in the DNA bank. Such wasted potential.
What a twisted way of looking at it.
Depends on your view. Cheers.
Cheers.
What's the latest with VMEM?
Well, it works. I think it'll be a healing way for the group to visit family and friends once the shock wears off and the grief starts to settle. Change memories. Recreate new moments with people they love. I don't know. There's more to be mined.
Like watching everyone's memories so you know exactly what they're hiding and what buttons to push.
Well, that makes sense coming from a guy who steals people's information for a living.
It's called gathering data.
Yeah. Depends on your view, right?
Greer, breathe! Come on, Greer!
Oh my God, you're alive. We fell into the canal.
Oh my God. I thought you drowned. I thought you died.
Oh, I don't think I'm dead. Where are we?
The water. It was so fast. I couldn't get us out. It kept dragging us. I don't know how to get us back in your condition. I think it's really far.
Clara.
I'm sorry.
Look up. Are those stairs? Good. You see them too.
Help me.
How long do you think this hallway is?
Real long.
Maybe 2 football fields. Didn't peg you as a sports person.
I had a brother. Huge fan.
Now guess how many doors there are.
Too many. But we'll try them all until one opens.
Hello!
What are you doing?
Sorry. I thought maybe before we go door to door, someone might hear us and just come out. Save us the effort. I'll try the first one. Greer?
Oh, what the hell? In the storage closet! There's water! Food! There's a med kit! Oh! Ibuprofen!
Bandages.
Greer. There's antibiotics.
Choose any virtual memory pod. McKenna, what memory would you like to experience?
Padma.
Padma? It's late. Let's go inside.
Look. See? The nest. It's empty.
I know, baby. The hummingbird abandoned the nest. I'm sorry. I guess it wanted a different home for its eggs.
I want to stay.
The hummingbird isn't coming back.
No. I want to stay with you. I'm so scared. I don't want to die. Promise me you'll be here until the end. Please say it. McKenna, promise me.
VMM pause memory.
Memory paused.
Why didn't I say it? I want to change this memory. Padma? It's late. Let's go inside.
Look. See? The nest. The eggs.
Oh my god. They hatched. Oh, look at all those baby hummingbirds. Oh, they're so little. Oh my goodness.
I want to stay. With you. I'm so scared. I don't want to die. Promise me. You'll be here until the end. Please say it.
I promise. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. We'll always be here. Together. I love you. Pause, Freeman.
Memory paused.
Has Hannah ever used VMEM?
Yes.
Show me her memories.
How many pills did you take?
It said two, so I took four. Will you help me move these boxes? I want to lay down. Oh my god, is that a tablet?
Yes! It's unlocked!
Does it have signal? Wi-Fi? Hotspot? Anything?
Nothing.
Oh, god.
Weird.
No errors in these. Cortex, are you sure these are the latest blueprints of the sphere?
Of course.
This makes no sense.
Right? This makes no sense. I've never seen a sunrise like this before. It's stunning.
You're up early.
I didn't mean to interrupt. You look like you're busy.
Join me.
Yeah?
All right.
Axel.
Something on your mind?
If you know something, but aren't sure if sharing that information is helpful or harmful, what would you do?
Depends. What do you know?
Cortex, play the last sentence of Finn's message.
Yes, Hannah.
But there is something else. Something you must know. It is incomplete.
Cortex, run diagnostics on regen capsule numbers 1 through 6. And give me an accurate count of all DNA samples in the bank.
As you wish, Nico.
We get to create our own story.
Evergreen stars Lana Condor as Hannah Gabriel, Ellen Cumming as Finn Gorell, Erica Lewis as Cortex, Abigail Spencer as McKenna Scott, Talia Tapin as Clara, Chloe Stearns as Greer, Claire Holt as Dagny Isaacs, Desmond Boris as Axel Garcia, Ki-Hong Lee as David Young, Sheena Nielsen as Ida Arias, Freddie Stroma as Jeffrey Steinberg, Lana McKissick as Nico Ishikawa, with additional performances by Amy Ma Guerra, Brent Mukai, Dino Andrade, Lenora Pitts, Nathan Moore, Mo Ziloff. Created and written by Chloe Stearns and John Nguyen. Directed by John Nguyen. Executive produced by Lana Condor, Chloe Stearns, John Nguyen, Jeremy Platt, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, and Xinyan Hiyu. Co-producers Nathan Moore and Nick Shanks. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor, David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Neely Oftering, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashore. Edited by Neely Oftering and John Nguyen. Sound design by Jeffrey Kennick and Jose Varen, The Audio Hive. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Additional script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Hidden Signal Evergreen is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience the world of Evergreen with the Sonos Era 300 for immersive sound and a spatial audio experience like you've never had before. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.